the question that often comes up from students is, what do you mean when you say dynasty?
Right.
What do you mean when you say dynasty?
See, the king, stay the king, all right? So how do you get to be the king? Y'all don't know how to play chess, do you? So nothing, man. Look, I'll teach y'all if y'all want to learn.
I'm interrupting this fantastic intro with breaking news. My man, the man, Hunter Henry, just suffered a torn ACL during a drill today. Probably out for the season. He ran downfield, went down untouched, which usually signals a torn ACL or MCL. This is devastating, breaks my heart. I wish you the best. I own 100% of Hunter Henry everywhere in every league, which is devastating to me. I'm getting plenty of offers for him, some good and some very bad. No mediocre ones. That's usually how the story goes with these sort of players. So I decided to do a special episode for all of you to address this situation because I know I'm not the only one getting nibbles and bites on Hunter Henry. Would I trade Hunter Henry? No. The ones that are trading Hunter Henry away are forgetting who this guy is. This guy has the potential and almost the surefire ability to be the Travis Kelce tight end tier. Hunter Henry in his rookie year put up 36 catches for just 478 yards. That's 13 per catch. But he put up 8 touchdowns to go with it. He was a red zone machine. In last year, he caught 45 passes while splitting time with Antonio Gates for 579 yards and 4 touchdowns. His catch percentage went up from 67 his rookie year to 73 his second year. Come on, people. There's no reason to move on from Hunter Henry just because of a devastating injury. That's how the rich get richer. That separates good fantasy players from bad fantasy players, ones who capitalize on deals. Some trade targets I would go for if I lost Hunter Henry are people I would check on the waiver wire in no particular order, are Greg Olsen, who's Carolina's tight end. They brought in a weapon in DJ Moore, and he can obviously be a tight end one like we've seen in the past. Jared Cook. All is forgotten about Jared Cook. Last year, Jared Cook put up his second best season with 54 receptions for 688 yards. Yes, he only had 2 touchdowns, but let's be real. That number can only go up from here, especially with Gruden wanting to throw everything back to the historic ages. That means featuring the tight end, especially in the end zone. Jared Cook is a tight end 2 with tight end 1 upside if things get rolling in that Raiders offense. George Kittle with the 49ers. I love George Kittle this year. I'm buying him at a lot of places for cheap. I'm not paying upfront for him. I'm only getting him cheap because there still is risk, but I love this player. He definitely has tight end 1 potential, and he's playing with Jimmy G. Jimmy G showed a good connection with some of his players last year, one of them being Kittle. I believe he has enormous upside and can be a great replacement for Hunter Henry owners. Tyler Eifert. Be sure you have Tyler Eifert and another tight end if you want to go this route. Tyler Eifert has amazing upside, but he's always hampered by injuries. He can never play a full season, similar to Jordan Reed. Tyler Eifert needs to be paired with Tyler Croft if you have him. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. He's a tight end to lock when healthy. Jordan Reed. Just spoke about Jordan Reed previously with Tyler Eifert. They are very similar, except Jordan Reed's upside is Gronk-sized upside. We know how athletic, we know the plays he makes in open field. We know this guy is a monster amongst men. He is a locked in tight end 1 if healthy and can be gotten at the cheapest price possible right now. Charles Clay is next. Charles Clay is being forgotten about. That was Tyrod Taylor's best weapon last year at times, and that can be forgotten about. Every young quarterback relies on the tight end more than any other player on the field. He's a high end tight end 2. Go get him on your waiver wire. Now going into the deep waters of free agency. These are all people who should be on waivers or free agency. Not going to give any explanation about it because a lot of mystery surrounds these players. Study hard into these 4 names and you might find gold where you least expected it. Austin Hooper, very, very hype monster sort of offseason last year. Austin Hooper let a lot of people down. If Austin Hooper flops, target Eric Sobert. Very athletic guy. He's behind him. I think he takes the tight end 2 spot in Atlanta this year. But Austin Hooper is the guy to get there. He has good upside, was a good producer in college, and you can get him almost for free right now. Next is Vance McDonald. This guy is an athletic freak. He can prove to be an efficient weapon in that Steelers offense, which they haven't had a tight end since Heath Miller. So this makes all the sense in the world. I think you already trumped Jesse James for that starting position. He has possible tight end 2 upside. Target him for free. Luke Wilson is another name to pay attention to. He was recently on the Seattle Seahawks. Now he's Detroit's number one tight end, right alongside Michael Roberts. I would target him because I think he beats out Michael Roberts, takes that starting role. Last but not least, Nick Vannett. I foreshadowed this with the Luke Wilson to the Detroit Lions thing. Nick Vannett is now the starting tight end in Seattle. It's not Ed Dickerson, like everybody thinks. It's Nick Vannett. They drafted this guy in the 3rd round 3 years ago. He can definitely put up numbers. He's athletic, and they spent a 3rd round draft pick on him. That's high draft capital. Target him in your free agency because I promise you he's sitting there unless I already have him in your league. That's all I got for you today. Rest in peace, Hunter Henry season. I wish the guy the best. He's truly a great character on and off the field, and I can't wait to see him take over the league when healthy. You have my thoughts and prayers, Hunter Henry. Just a reminder, don't be a troll. No one likes trolls, and you ruin the conversation for everyone, especially if your name is Mike Me Up. You give Canadians a bad name, man. I love all my Canadian fans, but you. Please get better, and I will keep you in my thoughts and wish you the best. I hope you stop being a troll and you start to listen and learn, or else you'll be stuck in this way forever and never succeed. If you troll me, I will call you out because I'm against all ignorance and nonsense. I'm for the fans, not for the trolls. You can catch me on Sleeperbot at SWDraftGenius and tweet and follow me on Twitter at TheDraftGenius. No spaces in either one of those. You can also contact me on Patreon.com/DynastyWire. That's where you can find all my content. If you support the show, you get even extra content, and even some guest appearances are going to go on Patreon coming soon. So hit up that site, hit me up on Twitter and Sleeperbot for all of your questions and all of your worries. I'm here to help you out in any way I can. No one cares about your fantasy team, but I do. Always remember and
just know that Alex Collins will be a RB1 this year and Lamar Jackson is the GOAT.
See this? This the kingpin, all right? And he the man. You get the other dude's king, you got the game.